Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done. Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd like to do to a lot of you sheep. Come on now, wake up. If I can wake up, so can you. Hey, welcome to Jeremy's View. I am the host, Jeremy. I am not Joy Behar, and I'm certainly not Whoopi Goldberg, even though she looks a little bit better than me. That's why I have a face for radio. I'm here with a special guest tonight, and I'm teaching him the ropes on the switchboard. And this guy goes by the name of Daryl Large Negro. Daryl Large Negro, how are you doing tonight?
You are a nut. You guys, and I have to say this, though. You look way better than Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is one. Freddie the Frog off the show back in the day looks better than she does. So don't down yourself.
Warning. Bullshitter alert. Bullshitter alert.
Yeah, see? This is the kind of craziness we have going on here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Oh,
I think
you,
we
brother.
Need to pray before we start this one, Daryl. I don't know, man. It's been a while since me and Daryl have been on air together, man. I'm trying to train Daryl on the switchboard, so bear with us here. I'm going to explain a few things. So, Daryl, you look at your switchboard, you see that phone number that popped up, ending in 3933.
Yep.
So, yeah, they don't have a hand up, which means they didn't press the number one. If they have something to say, they'll press the number one. A little hand will pop up on our switchboard. You'll know, hey, I got something to say. Then you just click the mic, that red mic, and they're on. So, anyway, neither here nor there, we're going to talk about hypocrisy tonight. And I thought it was a perfect subject to bring Daryl on because Daryl's been through life. He's gone through life. He's a black man that ran for lieutenant governor in Colorado, and he's got a sense of humor, and he's real, and he's full of common sense. And that's why I picked tonight's subject the way I did, because I knew Daryl was going to come on, and I wanted to talk about some things about liberal hypocrisy, politicians and media hypocrisy, and how they point their fingers at, you know, us for being racist because we're talking about a sensitive subject, rather than telling you the facts and the statistics. And I'm going to bring you statistics and facts tonight, and you're going to get commentary from me, and you're going to get commentary from Daryl. But before we get to that, I got a little knock-knock joke I wanted to tell Daryl. And I heard this knock-knock joke from my friend Susie, her granddaughter. I called her before the show a couple hours ago, and I started a private messenger. And I asked people on Facebook, if you guys want to be on this private messenger, I'll send you the link to every show that I do, Randomized or Jeremy's View or whatever it may be, the Constitutionalist. That way people have the option, because Facebook has me so locked down with algorithms that a lot of people don't see whenever I share that link. So I thought, oh, this is the best way I can do it. And then they can add on people if they want to. I changed the settings in my messenger that, you know, they can add on people. So I think that's the best way to share out the link. People that are interested get it, and the people that are not, they don't ask to be on that messenger. So anyway, Daryl, knock, knock.
Yes, sir. Oh, boy. Who's there?
No. You got to say who's there, man. Don't ruin the joke. Knock, knock, Daryl.
That's it. Who's there, Jeremy?
Joe.
Joe who? You ain't going to say what I think.
Joe Biden sucks.
Heck yeah, he does. And I
that
still
come from like a little,
I'm
like
Joe Brown.
I don't know how. Like, she's like 6 years old, maybe seven. I don't know how old she is, but she's like, hey, my granddaughter wants to tell you a knock-knock joke. She's like, knock-knock. I said, who's there? She goes, Joe. I said, Joe who? She goes, Joe Biden sucks. In a little kid voice. You know, that was hilarious. Maybe it was funnier to me than the rest of you. I don't know.
I thought it was funny.
Well, you think everything is funny, you know. I'm just saying.
Well, some things are
funny. I don't know about you.
Joe Biden's presidency is not funny. He's him and Trudeau, both of them suck.
Oh, come on. Joe Biden is he's building back better. What's wrong with you?
He needs to put it back and leave it alone. It was better before he messed with it.
What?
Well, put it away and leave it alone. We would have been just fine. If he would have just sat on
the
bus and did nothing, we would have been fine.
I know you're right, and America knows you're right. But a lot of America are too stubborn to admit that they were wrong and that they've been bamboozled about it by the media and by a corrupt politician. And he's as corrupt as they come. Trust me on that. So I was reading some statistics earlier, and now I can't find it on my phone. I thought I saved it on my phone. Good luck with me in technology. It doesn't work so well for me, but oh well. I do remember that the statistic that I listened to or heard. Oh, wait, I think I just found it. Yes, I did. But I remembered it anyway. So in 2020, there were approximately 245 million white people in the United States of America. Also in 2020, there were approximately 41 million black people in America. And I want to ask you this question, Daryl. How many of those black 44 million Americans were responsible, what percentage were responsible for the violent crime in our country in 2020? You guess a percentage, like 20%. You know, now you heard how many, 245 million whites and 41 million blacks.
Probably about 15%.
15%? You're saying that 15% of the 44 million black population were responsible for violent crimes in 2020, and that would leave 85% of violent crimes white people, the 245 million white people were responsible for in 2020. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying there was probably more black, well, because of the way things are now. There's more black people.
I think you're missing the question here. Out of all the violent crimes in 2020.
Okay, all the violent crimes.
There was 41 million black people, and there was 200 million more white people that lived in America in 2020. Now, out of all the violent crimes, what percentage of those violent crimes were committed by black people? Now, you can't think about this too long. Just shoot out a number because we're on live on air. We can't have dead time.
35%.
35% of all violent crimes in 2020, as Daryl's guess, were committed by black people. The actual number is 60%.
Holy
60%.
Yes. Good God. Are you freaking
60%
serious?
60% of all violent crimes committed in America in 2020 were committed by an ethnic background or group of people who happen to be black that represent 41 million of the population, and whites represent 245 million. Yet that 41 million committed 60% of the violent crime. Now, why do you think that is, Daryl? And I'm going to ask you that question, and I want you to answer that question. Why do you think that 60% of violent crime was committed by black people in 2020?
Well, number one, there's lack of fathers or leadership in the colored folks' neighborhood. Also, you have a Democratic Party who is now in power that's saying, well, you know what, we're going to use your race to excuse you from crime, so basically you go out and do whatever the heck you want. So in other words, we have no responsibility of anything. And then anytime you say anything that says, hey, you are not supposed to do this, you're racist. Or if you're not white, you're an Uncle Tom. Or you know, you're just, you want to be better than us. No, how about this? Have some dignity about yourself. You don't have to go out and you look at our leadership. Look at Maxine Waters and that, and the squad, and that one tall bald head sister. You know, only thing they preach is, hey, that includes Shannon Sharp. You don't hear none of them coming on the air and says, hey, we need to stop this. We need to do better. We need to quit killing ourselves. We need to go back with the way we were before civil rights, before the civil rights movement came out, when we had the fathers in the homes, where we were able, where we owned banks, where we owned our land, where we owned grocery stores, where we owned businesses. We lost that creativity. Now you want to do rapid. You know, music and entertainment music, and then look at where it's at. You know, it talks about beating our own race, disrespecting our women to the point they're, you know, female dogs and hoes and all that. But no one wants to say anything. And of course, with that, yes. And then you look at our public schools. What are they doing for our public schools? Nothing. And the schools that mostly get messed up are the schools that are low poverty and neighborhoods of color. So with all that, and again, with this administration and a Democratic Party, there's some Republicans that are like this, but the Democratic Party, the party that we have now, is basically saying, do whatever you want, because at the end, we're going to say, it's because your color you don't have any common sense. It's because your color mommy and daddy didn't teach you right. Because of your color, you can go out and steal whatever you want with no repercussions. Because if you get caught, you know what, Kamala, she'll go ahead and bail you out, or someone will bail you out, or you don't have to have any remorse for anything, because they say, if like Illinois, you can do anything you want, and you don't, there's no bail. Okay. See you later.
Damn, son. This show is only an hour, mofo.
Oh, don't get me started. That was a little bit.
Oh, damn, you just went through 15 minutes of my fucking time. What's going on with you?
Well, I'm
man.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, you opened up that door. Yeah, I did. It's my fault. Okay, now we're going to mute Daryl now. No, just kidding. So... I'm going to tell you something here. This will surprise a little bit, maybe a lot of you. I don't know, but I've got 2 points to make here. So when BLM first came on the scene, you know what their mission statement was for the first couple months? Their mission statement said that they wanted to get rid of the nuclear family, and they quickly erased that after 2 months when people caught on to what their bullshit was. They're a Marxist organization. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Paid for and supplied by the Democrat Party. And I'm not making this up. I wish I was. I really, truly wish I was. But I've done a lot of research into BLM, and trust me, they are bad news, bad, bad news. But I want to ask another question to Daryl. And
yes,
how many of black families have fatherless homes? How many, percentage-wise? Is it 20%, 30%, whatever? How many black homes are fatherless, where it's a single mother raising the children? I want to hear what you think that is.
I would have to say 75%.
You're close. It's 72%. 72% of black homes, there's no father involved. It's a single mother raising their children. And what happens? That single mother has to work 2, 3, sometimes 4 jobs to provide for her family, because the man that's not in their life, they don't pay child support. And not all of them. There's some good black men out there that the relationship did not work out. But that's a disturbing statistic, because there is no reason that 72% of, I don't give a shit if they're white, Chinese, Hispanic, black, it doesn't matter. There is no reason that one group of people should have a statistic of where it's 72% of fatherless homes. That's it's absolutely ridiculous. Now, the reason I'm saying all this, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm going to work into the hypocrisy from the left. They don't, you know, you hear about Kamala Harris talking about immigration. We need to get to the root, the core problem. And we need to start there. But they don't give a shit about the black families. You know, you hear Black Lives Matter, right? Well, if Black Lives Mattered so fucking much, why are they not out on a crusade to try to get the family back together where there's a father in the home and teach them a little bit of morality and to teach these folks that if the family's together, your children are less likely to they're less likely to do a violent crime. And those statistics are facts. I mean, you want to talk about science, and you want to talk about COVID-19, and you want to talk about, oh, we're following the science. Well, follow this science. When there is a father in the home and the mother and the father are together and they have a healthy relationship, or they're working on it, even if they're working on it, I don't know if any relationship is completely healthy, but it's two people coexisting together that are trying to make things work. Well, when you have a fatherless home, who's teaching, you know, the black sons or the black daughters? You know, you need to get treated with respect. If a black man doesn't treat you with respect, you leave his ass. You walk away from that relationship. And who's teaching these black sons? You don't ever hit a woman. You treat these women with respect. You treat these women like that's your mother. And when these black sons or black daughters talk back to their mom, who's there to put them in their place? Not the black father, because he's gone. Now, again, there are a lot of black fathers out there that do a phenomenal job. I know many of them. And I don't get this statistic where I'm calling out the black race, because I'm certainly not. I'm just telling you the statistics that I know. Now, before we go on, if there's anybody out there listening and you want to call in and you want to share your thoughts or opinion, we'll gladly take your call. And you just have to dial the number, 516-387-1733. That's our guest call-in number. And once you start hearing us over your phone, you have to press the number 1. That way it shows me on my switchboard that you want to come live on air and you want to join this discussion and share your thoughts or opinion, or call me an asshole, because a lot of people do that, and I really don't care. You can call me whatever you want. But that phone number again is 516-387-1733. And again, you have to press that number 1. That lets me know on a switchboard, hey, I want to join the conversation, or I have something to add to what you guys are talking about. So, before we move on, that's what I wanted to do. Now, let's get to the juice of this shit, right? Okay, let me get to it. Here we go. Because I downloaded a bunch of stuff today. And ooh, after every one of these we talk about, I'm going to let Daryl talk. No, I'm going to go to Daryl and let him share his opinion. It's not about me letting anybody doing anything. Daryl's his own man, and Daryl knows that about me. I just say that just to hype up the audience. So you know your place, boy.
Wait, oh, don't let me close like this thing, Negro, in your... I'll get in a C-130 and drop on you like Batman.
See? Oh, boy. Oh, shit, the FBI just showed up at my house. Yeah, way to go. Now I'm going to get arrested for racism, you asshole. So why back in the summer of 2020... You're spying on me, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Back in the summer of 2020, ladies and gentlemen, you all remember the summer of violence. You know that BLM, they rioted in over 200 United States cities, caused billions of dollars of damage, murdered multiple innocent people because the media hyped up a certain situation and included, well, that at that point it was George Floyd. Before that it was, you know, Freddie Gray or Sandra Bland or Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. The Ferguson, Missouri, in my opinion, Obama, I believe, was in office then, and his statement was, "You don't know what it feels like to walk down the street as a black man." And I'm like, Jesus, talk about fucking stoking the fire for racism. Why didn't you wait until all of the evidence and the forensic evidence was out with the Michael Brown case? Because after the forensic evidence came out, it showed it was a justified shooting. Now, let me make myself clear. I don't want to see anybody, no matter how bad of a person they may be, I don't ever want to see anybody lose their life because they can't control their anger or their temper or whatever it may be, or, you know, their criminality or whatever you want to call it. I don't wish death on anybody. However, police are out there to do a job, and Daryl is a former police officer, so he knows this better than anybody. They're out there to do a job, and that's protect and serve. And when somebody breaks the law, they're there to, you know, figure out the situation and arrest the individual if need be. In this case, Michael Brown attacked a police officer and came back for seconds. And when he came back for seconds, the officer, I believe his name was Darren something, but shot him and killed him. And there was riots. They burned down buildings, and the father come on there and said, "Burn this motherfucker down." It's like, this is the people that you're supporting. I get it. You're hurt that you lost your son, but you don't encourage people to burn down your own community because you're hurting inside. Without the facts, like, I love my son. Now, if my son got shot and killed by the police, I'd be devastated. But I would wait and hear what the facts were. What did my son do? I would never suspect him of doing anything wrong to justify the police shooting him. But you never know. Maybe he had a bad moment. I don't know. So you have to wait for the facts to come out, even though we're all guilty of not waiting for the facts, but that's the case. So back to, I'm trying to build up what I'm getting to here, and it's called hypocrisy, and why I'm about to talk about this next story. It's called the Minnesota Bail Fund, promoted by Kamala Harris. It was called the Minnesota Freedom Fund back in 2020, after George Floyd, when they rioted Minneapolis. They literally rioted and burnt down CVS's, you know, the pharmacies where the elderly in the community that had no other way of getting their pharmaceuticals, you know, their medicine, they had no other way to get it but from that one local CVS or the one little local grocery store that they went to every day. You know, they're poor, and they had to, you know, buy what they could eat for the day because that's all the money they had. These thugs went in there, and they burnt these cities down. Minneapolis, they burnt that motherfucker to the ground. Now, let's not forget that Antifa showed up on busloads. They showed up from all over the country in stolen cars with no license plates. They're looking to cause anarchy. And before I get to this Minnesota Freedom Fund, I want you to understand something about Antifa. Antifa are a bunch of entitled little brats that live in mommy and daddy's basement, and they think they're fighting some noble cause because the media has brainwashed them that bad. And so are these organizations like BLM and other organizations. They don't care to look at the facts of statistics. They don't want to hear the facts. All they know is that a black man died by the hands of a police officer. They don't care why, how, when. They don't care about the details. They just seen what they seen with their own two eyes in a video. But they didn't get to see the video that wasn't shown. They didn't get to hear the facts of what happened, why that happened. They don't hear that. Okay? So these motherfuckers come into our state, our city, Minneapolis, and they burn it down to the ground. They assaulted people, they killed people, they were unruly. Now, were there a faction of protesters there that were peacefully marching? Absolutely there were, because I was in contact with them. And that's no joke. As a matter of fact, they were holding cookouts every day at some park down near where George Floyd was murdered. I donated, I don't know, $200, $300, $400 worth of ice, because they needed ice really bad. I cash app these folks ice. They are no longer my friends on Facebook because I took a different stance on who BLM is, which is fine. Everybody has their opinion and their thoughts, and if you don't like what my thoughts and opinions are, you're welcome to unfriend me. I was friends with both of them at a period of time. But anyway, I sent money down to them because those were the peaceful faction of BLM or the folks that were upset about their community being upset. And they were doing cookouts, and I'm like, great. You know what? They're not rioting. They're out there trying to spread kindness and humanity throughout their community, trying to calm people down, bring people together for fellowship. That's what I'm interested in. They were doing it the right way, in my opinion. So regardless of what, if I agree or disagree about George Floyd and how he died, that doesn't matter. What matters is that there is a group of people out there trying to bring people together rather than trying to spread violence. And that's what I donated to. So this bail fund in Minnesota was called Minnesota Freedom Fund. And that was, of course, related to the George Floyd killing. What they were doing is, as soon as anybody would get arrested, rioting or what they call peaceful protesting, which is a bunch of horseshit because they weren't peaceful protesting nothing. I mean, some of them were. But the ones that were getting arrested, they didn't get arrested for walking down the street with a sign. They got arrested because they were doing vandalism. They were assaulting people. They were threatening people. There's a reason the cops arrested them. It's not because they were being peaceful. So Kamala Harris, the dumbass that she is, gets on Twitter and says, you guys all need to vote or donate to Minnesota Freedom Fund so we can get our peaceful protesters back out in the street so they can demonstrate peacefully. Well, guess what? One of the guys that she promoted to bail out is now charged with murder as soon as he got bailed out. Shot one of his friends or acquaintance that he had a beef with. People that they were bailing out of jail, ladies and gentlemen. But yet Kamala Harris will turn around and say, MAGA Republicans are extremists. They're racist extremists. No, people like us, people that want to see America great again, make America great again. That's not a bad term. What the fuck is so bad about making America great again? You know what I want? I want to see people, black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, whatever you are. I want to see all of us walk down the street in peace. I want to see all of us walk into a grocery store, no matter what neighborhood we're in, and not worrying about, oh, shit, am I in the wrong neighborhood? Why should you be in the wrong neighborhood? We're all Americans, right? Why can't we walk into a grocery store or a gas station or walk down the street in the middle of the night because we felt like we need to get out and get some fresh air without feeling like we're going to get raped or shot or robbed? People that belong in behind bars, the ones that are doing that kind of shit. That doesn't make me racist. That makes me want to see peace for everybody. I mean, what the fuck is so hard to understand about that? So, okay, I went on my rant there, didn't I, Daryl? Holy shit. So what do you think about that, Daryl, that you know, Minnesota Freedom Fund literally happened in Minnesota to bail out these people that were arrested. They didn't get arrested because they were being peaceful. They broke a law. You don't get arrested if you don't break a law. And you have a First Amendment right to peacefully assemble. So the fact that Kamala Harris come out and said that and then turns around and calls another faction of society that voted differently than what she is are the racists. What are your thoughts on that, Daryl?
Okay, I got a lot of thoughts here. Okay, this first thing, this Minnesota
crank
Freedom
it up,
Fund
brother.
Thing. Okay, wait a minute. How's that? Is that
better? I'm telling you, go off on your rant, brother.
Oh, all right. Okay, this Freedom Fund, I'm reading it, and you know what? There's nothing there that holds people responsible. Basically, to me, it's a bunch of googly hogwash where they're trying to make everybody seem like, you know, all this is, we're here to fight racism. No, you're not there to fight racism. Again, we have people in power that's why the stat that you brought up earlier, 72% of the Negro community is causing these crimes. You have people like her that sits on making stupid funds like this where has no responsibility for anything, nothing. But they want to sugarcoat it to make it seem like, well, we're here to help the American people. No, you're not. And people, remember this about Kamala Harris, especially you men of color. Kamala Harris, while she was a lawyer, she had the highest rates of incarcerating brothers, even though there has been where it shows that through DNA evidence or any other evidence, they were innocent. And what does she want to do? Keep them in jail. And I'm telling y'all right now, for all of you people, especially some of you females too, that sit back and says, Kamala, she's the best for it. No, she's not, because she doesn't even claim she's a sister. She is Asian. Only time she claims she's a sister when it benefits her, with that crazy old laugh of hers. And again, with the police department, you're right. We are out there, I can say this because I'm a former police officer, we're out there to protect the citizens, to uphold the laws that are there. And then, you know, I can't stand it when people say we have to hold the police officers to a higher level. No, you don't. It's called being respectful to them so they be respectful to you. Now, on both sides, is there bad apples? Yes, there is. Even in the citizens' ranks, there are bad apples. So, you know what? How about this? Show them some respect so they show it to you. Because if somebody went for my gun, to me, you just told me you're trying to kill me. And if somebody is bigger than the police officer and they're going at them, what do you expect they're going to do? They're going to protect themselves because they want to go home at night. If that one police officer, that boy was huge. He already assaulted people, which no one wants to talk about. He already assaulted a couple of people. This police officer comes up against him by himself, and this boy is huge. I mean, me, I would have went hand-to-hand with him. I'm like, oh, you're a large boy. Let me go ahead and knock the living crap out of you. But this dude was smaller, a lot smaller, nowhere near the weight class. He had to do what he had to do. Now, as a father, if it was on the other end, as a father, I was like you said, Jeremy, what did my son do? Now, if my son did something stupid that caused this reaction, why would I be mad at the police officer? That doesn't make any sense. And another thing for you people that I totally laugh at you, and I can't help it. You let Antifa, a bunch of college white kids that sit in mommy's basement, come in with their stupid motorcycle hats, and they burnt down her neighborhood. And you want to talk about what white folks done to you? And you didn't have enough nerve to look at them and say, wait a minute, you're burning down our neighborhood. How about this? Maybe y'all should have said this. Wait a minute. Why are we burning down our neighborhood? What is that going to do? It's going to do nothing. It's going to send the money out someplace else where you have to go shop somewhere else. But you let Antifa come in and burn down your neighborhood? And we supposed to take BLM seriously? And then after the stats that he just stated, how can you take BLM serious? Please. They're not for us. They're a bunch of Marxist buttholes that don't care about America, that don't care about brothers and sisters having their families, for us to get out of this stupid 72% rate and start having our own things. And start having our own jobs, start creating things like we used to do before the Civil Rights Movement, instead of listening to these dang-gone rap songs where they sit back and talk about women like dogs, talk about our own people like dogs. And the funny thing about it, the people tell them to do it, is who runs the industry? Jewish folks. So there you go, folks. Open up your eyes. Quit looking at hypocrisy. Quit, leave this race crap alone and call BS where it's at. And I'm sorry, I don't like Obama. I don't. He didn't do it for us, period. If he has, somebody please tell me three things. Well, he does a lot better than what the hell Biden does. But tell three things that he has done for the black community as a whole. Because he sure enough did not calm down racial tension when he should have. And like you said, Jeremy, what you just said, if he would have waited to find out the final outcome and found out that it was justified, okay, then what would he have done then? Do you think he would have been man up to say, you know what, people, we need to do better? But honestly, I don't think he would have been man enough to do that because he's too much of a house slave for the Democratic Party. He wasn't there for us. He was there for himself. And I'm going to leave it at that.
I want to make something very clear tonight, that we know that there is a radical faction on both sides of the political aisle, whether you're left, whether you're right. Even though I use the description of, you know, how the hypocrisy out of the left is, because I have a million examples. One of them examples, I'm going to get to the Maxine Waters statements here shortly. I'm going to get to the Nancy Pelosi statements here shortly. But I want to get to something sad that I've been watching happen all across America, both from the right and the left. This case happened in North Dakota at a street dance. It happened to a young gentleman by the name of Kaylor Ellingson, who was wearing a Make America Great hat again. And he got into a confrontation with a gentleman. I don't even know if I should call it a gentleman, honestly, because it irritates the shit out of me. What he did to that poor kid, and he had absolutely no remorse because he felt that he was justified in doing that. I'm trying to find a story here because I got it saved. I know I do, but I excuse me. So they're at the street dance.
Carl Ellingson?
Kaylor.
The case of Shannon Brandt killing
Brandt.
Kaylor Ellingson.
Shannon, yeah, it's Shannon Brandt. So Shannon Brandt, he was 41 years old from North Dakota. Hit him with his SUV. Ellingson was 18. Brandt was convinced that the teenager was affiliated with Republican extremist group. No evidence exists for this claim. And this comes from the New York Post, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Footage of Brandt's bail hearing shows him seeming confused that he may suffer for his actions. It comes right from the top. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, supported by a fangirl media, spouts irresponsible rhetoric that led to Ellingson's death, because this was shortly after the speech that Joe Biden gave. Listen to this. And I know some of you watched it. I did. President Joe Biden gave a fiery speech about the threats our country faces from voters who dare to disagree with him. Red background, clenched fists. The president shouted into the microphone that America's at an inflection point because MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution, he said. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic, he said. The very foundation of our republic, our country is at risk. The message Biden sent to unstable people like Brandt is that it's reasonable to get rid of those who threaten our nation. How can anyone defend his country? That's what is happening. That is what I'm seeing out of this administration especially. Now, I know a lot of you will be led to believe, like I was, I'll be the first one to admit it, that Trump was actually, in fact, the devil. Because that's what the leftist media claimed. And I lost friends over it because I was so involved and so brainwashed into believing what the media was telling me. As an actuality, I've actually called some of these people back up that, you know, either blocked me or unfriended me on Facebook, and I apologized to them after I woke up, and some as recently as, you know, a month ago. You know, we reconnected somehow. And I'm always man enough to stand up and admit when I'm wrong and apologize for my actions and my hateful behavior. But I was one of those guys that was being turned into an extremist by our mainstream media. They told me to hate Trump. They told me to hate anybody that supported Trump. They told me that those people were evil. And I believed every fucking line of it, hook, line, and sinker, like the little sheep that I was. And that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have to lie to you. I have no reason to lie to you. It was what I believed. It's what I was told, what I was seeing everywhere when Trump was in office. He's going to ruin democracy. We don't live in a democracy, dipshits. We live in a constitutional republic. That's what bothers me the most about this. And you hear both sides, left and right, say, our democracy. We don't live in a democracy. Get that through your heads. If we lived in a democracy, we'd all be fucked. Because here's what happens in a democracy. Popular opinion wins. And right now, maybe not right now, but a few years ago, the popular opinion was, you know what, we need to get rid of MAGA Republicans. I mean, Hillary Clinton just said a week ago, in an interview, where she said MAGA Republicans need to be reprogrammed. Scare the shit out of everybody. I don't think that anybody that voted for Biden should be reprogrammed. I don't think that anybody that has voted Democrat should be reprogrammed. Do I think that they need to pay attention? Do I think they need to be informed a little bit better? Absolutely. But do they need to be reprogrammed? Absolutely not. to say that is Nazi Germany shit. That should never come out of any politician's mouth, any leader's mouth. I don't care whether it's Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. By the way, Donald Trump has never said anything that scary. Nothing like that. That came out of Hillary Clinton's mouth. I watched the interview, and I'm like, holy shit, dude, that's bad news right there. You imagine if she would have got in a presidency in 2016 rather than Trump? By the way, they thought they had that presidency wrapped up, but they miscalculated, by the way.
Yep.
Now, I'm not sitting here claiming that, it's only the Democrats to cheat, because the Republicans do the same thing. You look at who's ahead of the Republican Party right now. What the fuck is her name? Shit. I just had it to slip right off the tip of my tongue because I was talking too fast. I tend to do that. It's Mitt Romney's daughter. And Mitt Romney, in case you don't know, if you don't pay close attention to politics, Mitt Romney is one of the biggest rhinos that you will ever see in your entire life. A career politician, he's no better than Joe Biden. Piece of shit. If you don't know what a rhino is, it's a Republican in name only. They know that the area that they're in, or district or state that they're in, is primarily conservative or Republican voters. So what they do, they run as a Republican and say everything that the Republican voters or the conservative voters want to hear. And then when they get into the office, they tend to side with the Democrats and vice versa. Well, you don't see a lot of Democrats flipping sides to the Republicans because, that just wouldn't be cool. It's not the trendy thing to do. But his daughter is in charge of the Republican, whatever the fuck it's called. But the things that they're choosing to do, they're all anti-Trump. And I'm going to tell you something. If you want to know who started or who was involved with 911 heavily, and I'm not going to get into this whole conspiracy theory tonight because you guys are going to call me really fucking crazy, but trust me, I've dug into this. But you remember Liz Cheney in Wyoming. She got primaried and then she lost. And I don't remember the current senator's name in Wyoming, but she's an America First candidate who was endorsed by Donald Trump. But her dad's name is Dick Cheney. He was the vice president of the United States under George Bush, Jr. And he also was the CEO of Halliburton, who was a defense contractor. And 9-1-1 happened. They needed an excuse to invade Iraq. And what happened? 9-1-1 happened. They claimed that it all came from these Saudi Arabia terrorists the terrorists from Saudi Arabia. But Iraq had something to do with it, astoundingly. Well, they had weapons of mass destruction that they never found. So we invaded Iraq. And guess who got the contract, the defense contract on that? Halliburton, Dick Cheney's company. Dick Cheney is as crooked as they fucking come, and so does his daughter, Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney and that cocksucker from Illinois, that he's no longer a congressman either because he got beat out too because people seen he was not looking out for their best interests. But these two mofos were on the January 6th committee. Now, I know I'm going all over the place here, but I'm – you know, I got the show set up for 3 hours, so obviously we're going to go a little bit longer than an hour that I like to, but that's okay. Anyway, so these two anti-American pieces of shit, they call themselves Republicans. They are rhinos, though the definition of rhinos. Not Adam Schiff. What the fuck was his name? I can't even. He works for CNN now. Surprise, surprise. He went from a Republican to working for CNN. Yeah, if that ain't a fucking giveaway. Anyway, so they're on this J6 committee, and they withhold over 20,000 hours of videotape and video evidence. And what are they doing? They're trying these poor guys, these poor people, in a D.C. court, which is heavy, heavy, heavy liberal. Like when we went down to D.C. with the People's Convoy, they finally got their trucks into D.C. because at first they had them all blocked off that nobody could exit. Anyway, they got in there. And these liberals are throwing eggs and screaming absurd shit at guys that were basically saying, we just don't want no more mandates. We want to be a free country. Why would you be against that? We weren't there because we hated Democrats or we hated liberals. We were there fighting for everybody to stop these fucking mandates that they had through the COVID-19. You know, 2 weeks prior to that, I did a slow roll up to Pembina, North Dakota, started with three trucks, ended up with over, I don't know, 50, 60 vehicles with hundreds of people to fight against that crap. Families that hadn't seen their grandparents for 2 years because of mandates. That's not freedom. That's authoritarianism. We don't want that in this country, ever. So these guys are sitting on J6 committee, and which is a reason that they're not no longer in office anymore, because people with half a brain seen right through their bullshit. And that's what happens in our government, ladies and gentlemen. You look at what's going on with Jim Jordan, the vote going on for Speaker of the House, what happened to Kevin McCarthy. Turns out Kevin McCarthy gets voted in Speaker of the House, because Matt Gaetz and the Make America Great candidates, there's like, I don't know, 16 of them or 12 of them, they made a deal with Kevin McCarthy. Here's the stipulations. We'll vote for you, but if you don't do this, this, and this, then we're going to vote to vacate. And what happened with McCarthy? He made a backroom deal with Nancy Pelosi, because Nancy Pelosi told him, don't worry about it, Kevin. If they vote to vacate, the Democrats will stand up behind you. I'll make sure of it. And he believed her. You got to be a special kind of fucking stupid to believe Nancy Pelosi, of all people. Nancy Pelosi is one of the crookedest politicians besides Joe Biden that there has ever been in this country. Nancy Pelosi has been in politics since the 60s. She's horrible, horrible, horrible. No, I don't give a shit if she's Democrat or Republican. I'll call a Republican or Democrat out, whoever. I don't care. But this is what happened. So he was supposed to stop the hiring of 87,000 IRS agents. He was supposed to stop money being sent over to more of our tax dollars going to Ukraine, which is unconstitutional. When you pay taxes, you have a say in it. A constitution provides for that. Now, if they want to send money over to Ukraine, they were putting it into our budget. That right there alone should make you vote for every one of those motherfuckers that voted for that money going over there, vote them out. Because they were telling you, this is what we're going to use your money for. Did you have a say in it? No. If they want to send more money to Ukraine based off of, it's a national security threat, then you insert that money into the national or into the defense budget. You don't take that from the tax-paying citizen. When we pay taxes, we expect that money to stay here in America, to fix our roads, to provide programs for people that are less well-off than you and I are. Not to give money to Ukraine, or not to give money to Pakistan for gender study. That is such a bunch of bullshit. The hypocrisy, and it's not only on the left, even though I put that in the description. This is going on both parties, ladies and gentlemen, and you're not paying attention. You're not paying attention to politics, because a lot of you say, I don't like politics. It makes me upset. It should make you upset. Then maybe you'd fucking vote differently, rather than keep on voting for these fucking fossils to keep on fucking you over and adding more money to your taxes when you can't even barely afford groceries. That's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. So, I'm sorry, I get off on a rant. Sorry, Daryl, and sorry, everybody. Maxine Waters I'm going to get to the point. Maxine Waters during the Derek Chauvin trial with involving George Floyd. What does she say? She literally flies from California to Minnesota. For what? Why is a representative from California coming to Minnesota? You know why? To fan that flame. To fan the flame of racism. Yep. Because they're all in on it together. So she goes and she makes a public statement. She calls for protesters to get more confrontational if no guilty verdict is issued in the Derek Chauvin trial. They don't want, this was before, as the trial was going on. They don't care about facts. They care about feelings. All these hardcore liberals. You know why I know that? Because I used to be one of them. It's feelings over facts. I'll admit it. I don't give two shits. I will admit when I was wrong. I said it once before, and I'll say it a million more times. These people cannot stand to be wrong. They cannot stand to be proven wrong. And listen, It sucks when you're proven wrong, but when you learn how to understand and accept that, geez, I may have been wrong, and stand up and admit that you were wrong and maybe change your course of thinking, that is when you truly get life, ladies and gentlemen. And again, I know for 100% fact that I'm not always 100% right. Even now, today, I call things a little bit different sometimes. Then I missed that one because I didn't research far enough. That happens. You're human. You're not a robot. So that is another example of who these people are. Now, I want you to know something before I go to Daryl on this, because I know I went off on a long enough rant, and I probably need to drink a sip of water to drive my throat out. But this is what these people are. And guess what? There was a fact check done on what Maxine Waters said, and I'll get in more on what Nancy Pelosi said and Joe Biden said and Kamala Harris, what they said. I'll read some articles there too. A fact check come out and said that it's false information. Nowhere in their statements did they incite violence. How are you supposed to take that? To get more confrontational. What does that mean? To bring them a cup of tea and have a conversation? No, you fucking morons. These fact checkers are they're anti-American, communist, Marxist pieces of shit. I fucking hate fact checkers. Yeah, I hate it. Okay, Daryl, go ahead. What are your thoughts on anything and everything that I've talked about so far? Wait, before you do that, one second.
Okay.
1 second. Okay. If you guys want to call in and you want to join this conversation, we'll stay on air a little bit longer tonight just because Daryl's on here and I go on in a rant. But you can call in 516-387-1733. And if you're on listening over your phone right now and if you want to join this conversation, press the number 1. I know that it's not asking you to, but just press the number 1. That lets me know on my switchboard that you want to get on live on air with us and you want to add your commentary or your opinion or maybe even call me an asshole. That's fine. You can do that. But that phone number again, ladies and gentlemen, is 516-387-1733, and make sure you press the number 1. On that note, Daryl, the floor is all yours, brother.
I incite his rants. Yay! Oh, wait a minute. They're going to put me in jail, aren't they? But anyway, I don't care. All right, here we go. And see, all right, this is one thing I love about Jeremy because he tells it like it is. And there's one thing that you folks need to understand. When he's wrong, he will come on the air and he will apologize. He has done that before in previous episodes where he thought this person was this way. Listen to it. And he came on the air and said, you know what? I was wrong, and I apologize. I love this man for it. Now, here we go. All right, as for the thing that happened up here in North Dakota, me personally, and I'm going to say what a lot of people would like to say, you know, this Shannon Brandt, he ought to be executed.
Brandt.
He needs to be executed. Because for what he did, and this is one of the problems we have such a high high homicide and murder rate and all this, because there's nothing to make these people stop and say, you know what, I better not do that, because if I do, this is going to happen. And I know there's a lot of people, there's a few of y'all that said, oh, you can't do that, they have rights. But there's a whole bunch of you that are saying, are nodding your head, yes, we need to start doing that, because we do. This person is not a man. He is I'm going to be nice about it, he's a wussy. That's all it is to it. Anybody who has to, and I don't care who you are, because I've seen a video with some brothers that's supposed to be acting like little wussies, and they ran over this dude on a bicycle and thought it was funny, and they had it on YouTube. They need to be arrested, and if that guy died, they need to be prosecuted too. And you parents that know who these kids are, maybe you need to go ahead and get a frying pan and put up beside their damn heads. There you go on that one. Maxine Waters, she is a piece of Marxist crap. She has never said anything positive. Anything that comes out of her California raisin brand face always is hate, destruction, get in people's faces. But it's kind of funny how she did that a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden the crowd turned on her. What did she do? Get the police or got her little bodyguards and said, help me, basically. But she wants you to go ahead and do it. Say for all you people that want to listen to Maxine Waters, you do what she said, and you got your butt handed to you, and you got arrested. Do you think she's going to come out and bail you out? Now, because you are stupid, you now have a police record on you. You think that Maxine Waters is going to come up in her jet and say, hey, thanks for listening to the dumb stuff I told you, and sorry that your parents didn't give you enough sense to use some common sense to go out and incite something stupid, and all of a sudden you're held accountable. Something for you to think about. And then also, when Jeremy mentioned this, and I have some other people mention this too. When you sit back and you have a statement that you are a belief that you believe in, and you folks have friends, a true friend will be with you whether they agree with you or not. If someone constantly saying yes all the time, then they ain't your friend. If they could sit back, and some people, they get kind of crazy, but at least, like Jeremy, he called, and he's like explaining himself. And some of them, they're like, you know what? You're my friend. Let us talk. They shouldn't have left in the first place. They should have sat down. It's like, dude, I don't agree with you, but you know what? You're my friend. I'm cool with that. That's the way you do things. That includes family, too. So if someone wants to say they're not your friend because you have a different opinion, then they never was your friend. They never will be your friend. They were what you call an acquaintance, period. A lot of you folks, another point. A lot of you folks sit back and say, I don't like politics. I don't da-da-da. But for some reason, you vote and you get pissed off about the person that's in here, in power. Let me give you a little hint on this. They don't want you to understand politics. They don't want you to know politics because this thing is called this. When you have information, it's called power. When you go out and educate yourself, it's called power. They don't want you to have that power. They want you to stay ignorant and bliss so you can continue to make the same mistake. And if you continue to make the same mistake, that's called insanity. That's called insanity. That's what that's called. So
you fucking crazy, man. You sound insane.
Yes,
do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Yep, sure do. Oh, I am. I have Viberin at times. I'm going to keep going, too. And then also, you know what? Jeremy, when you sit back and you say, you know what, I made a mistake, people, guess what? That's called the masculine man. Because, you know what, we stand up for what we believe in. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in taking care of our families. We believe in fighting for people who can't fight for themselves, or at least the people who try for themselves and they have bullies that come after them. We will stand up and we will stand with you. That is a masculine man, period. And then when we come to the elections, you know what? And you all hear me. I talk about the Democratic Party all the time. I do, because I don't like the Democratic Party because of what they have done to the United States. Don't get it wrong. There are some Republicans that are pieces of crap. They should not be Republicans. They're not conservative. They don't care about the United States. They want the United States to go down. Because if the United States go down, do you think any of these people in power is going to stay in the United States? They're going to get in there. What? Wait a minute. They're what? They're fossil-fueled airplanes, and they're going to leave this nation. Do you think any of their airplanes are electric power? And the funny thing is, you people are paying for their salaries. I don't think they earned any of it. It's kind of funny how they can give themselves a raise, and here we are suffering. It's kind of funny how they can go ahead and take all your tax-earned money and give it to people that you don't even want it going to. And then on one more point, what Jeremy made, and this is another one, especially this is based for the poor white folks and people of color in their neighborhood. when they're bringing, and nothing against you immigrants, nothing against y'all. You know what? Some of y'all are here because you want to be in the United States, but still, we have laws. I think you should have done it correctly.
Hello, infidel. Infidel.
Yep. You stupid. But for all the, whose neighborhood, like let's take New York, for example. We can talk about Denver, too, because Colorado's a freaking mess where our crime rate is higher than anything. But let me get back to this. With the immigration part, okay, what neighborhoods they're moving them into? They're moving into to poor folks. So all you brothers and sisters that sit up there and you're saying that you voted for this person and also that craziness mayor that's running New York, they're the one that's saying, nah, thank you for your vote, but we don't care about you. Because I don't see these immigrants that they're moving in, they're not moving them into the rich folks' neighborhoods. I don't see them doing that because rich folks are going to be like, you ain't bringing them here. So where do they go? They're going down to the poverty neighborhoods. They're going down to the neighborhoods of color, and they're saying, I'm sorry, we're going to push you out, and we're going to bring in the illegal immigrants. Nothing against y'all. But you know what? United States have laws. And because of the failures of Kamala Harris, the failures of some of these people in Congress, in our legislation system, and because they're greedy and don't care about the United States, folks who vote for these people, you need to start waking up. Because if you don't, LGB, you think you're a cat or a mouse, you're black, white, purple, whatever, if you people don't start waking up, you will have no rights, and we're going to be looking like Canada and then worse. Because Canada's getting their butts kicked because they have a dictator over there that doesn't give a daggone about anybody's rights. So people, wake up, get off this racial crap, call BS where BS is at, and let's move on. And I'll tell you on this, BLM is a piece of crap along with Antifa, because Antifa is none but a bunch of little wussy girls that the only time they show up is with helmets on, and they only attack people who are by themselves. Because just like what happened up in Sturgis, the only reason that you guys left out of there alive is because the cops came in and saved your butts. I'm done. Mic drop. Dun, dun, dun.
What are you, a fucking superhero now?
Yes.
So I got a message from one of my friends that's listening to the show, and he said, why aren't you talking about what's going on that's potentially going to start World War III? Like, Iran actually sent missiles toward one of our naval ships today. And I'm going to do an episode of Randomized sometime, either later tonight or tomorrow. I've been reading about it all day, but I already set the topic for this show, so I wanted to kind of keep on topic. But just to give you guys a heads up, I probably will be doing a separate show of Randomized, again, either later tonight or tomorrow. I want to dig into it a little bit more and get all the details before I spout off at the mouth, because I'm good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But back to the topic of the show. So, you know, I'm talking about liberal hypocrisy. And I've given you a few examples. And what these politicians and media do when they – and by the way, your media is owned by, like, I don't know, four or seven – some of the richest people on earth, including Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, CBN, all of them. Like, if you think that there's one news source that you can trust, no. They just give you enough information – where you, oh, see, you don't hear that on CNN because CNN's lying. Well, not necessarily. They're giving you a little bit more information than what CNN would to their viewers because they are targeting a specific audience, just like Fox News is. It works both ways. But I got some examples of, you know, some of the things that Democrats have, that they threatened Trump supporters, they threatened anybody that dared go against the establishment government. And it bothers the shit out of me. I heard a call tonight on Dan Bongino's broadcast. It was a call between Joe Biden and the former president of Ukraine, Poroshenko. And in that call, Biden basically told Poroshenko, well, he didn't basically, he did tell Poroshenko, you need to get rid of this bank that we're laundering our money through, because it's gonna benefit you financially and physically. Basically, giving him the threat: if you don't get rid of the bank, we're gonna have you killed. Without saying that, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what he meant by that. But this was a recorded call, and who the fuck would record that call, by the way? I mean, how dumb can you be? In that call, though, he said, you've got to quit asking for money. And this is while Trump was in office. You have to quit asking for money because Trump is going to be, it's going to be a while before he gets sophisticated enough to figure out where this money is going. And I don't want him looking into it. So you need to get rid of the bank, get rid of the paper trail, basically. Now, that made me understand even more why they're going after Trump the way they are in Georgia, in New York, and everywhere that they're going after him, because he was not part of them. And when you understand that, and when you've seen the things that I've seen and read the things that I've seen or read, you will understand, oh, I get it now. Like a light bulb is going to go off in your head, and then you're really going to start digging into things, and you're going to be like, holy shit, was I wrong? Hold on one second here. I got, hey, I'm on a radio show right now. Sorry, guys. I'm going to mute my phone. Daryl, go ahead and talk.
All right. Well, you know what Jeremy said about Trump, and a lot of you folks need to dance something. You know, Trump, he ain't perfect. I'll tell you that right now. The man's policies are on point. Him as a man, the things that he says, you know, there's some things he shouldn't even discuss with folks. But if you look at this, Trump is not part of the BS that's going on. Matter of fact, he wants to expose it and get rid of it. Why do you think they're coming at him the way that they are? They're going after Biden a little bit, but they're not going after him like they're supposed to. You know, with dealing with Clinton, if anybody did the stuff that Clinton did, we would be in jail. And then how is it that she can go out here and she can threaten us, the American people, saying that, for instance, you know, the MAGA people needs to be basically annihilated. But then if someone turns around and says the same thing about Hillary Clinton, then all of a sudden the FBI is at your door. People,
I'm back, brother.
Let's wake up here. All right, let's wake up here. You know, that's just a bunch of BS. And me personally, I think Israel a long time ago, and this was long before some of y'all was probably even born, when Iran was building their little nuclear plant, Israel wanted to go over there and annihilate and level it. We should have let them do it. There's a lot of things that should have been done, but we should have let them do it. I think a lot of stuff would have been, you know, we wouldn't be going through a lot of stuff. But Donald Trump, I support Donald Trump. That's right. I said it. And I have no problem going in public and telling people I support Donald Trump. Now, let's get it clear.
What are you, an Uncle Tom?
No, I'm Uncle Ben. I like his rice. but let's get it clear. I'm like Malcolm X. You swing at me, I will swing back. If you talk to me, I will talk to you, and I will give you all the respect in the world. I may not agree with you, but I would like to hear why you think the way that you do. But at the same time, give me that respect, because I have done that with a lot of people. We got a lot accomplished. But the problem is people in power like Maxine Waters and her stupidness, along with along with Al Sharpton and his dumbness, they sit back and they start crap. People look through that, be bigger than that, step above it. There you go.
What are we watching, Denver Broncos, or are we watching the new? I don't know what we're talking about. You mentioned Shannon Sharp. Going deep in the end zone now? I mean, what the fuck is going on here? I don't know. So I'm sorry about that interruption, ladies and gentlemen. As a couple of friends were looking, they were looking for my neighbor, and I had my door open, my screen door open, and they come waltzing in here like, I don't know. They're good people anyway. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I want to get back to the hypocrisy that I've read about. Like James Clapper, and numerous Democrats said that when Trump fired Mueller, they said that there would be a firestorm in the streets. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully, okay? And then as I'm telling you guys this, I want you to think about J6 defendants. Now, do I think all the J6 defendants are innocent and should be let out of prison? Absolutely not, because some of them belonged in prison. But there's a lot more that are in prison that they used as political pawns. They are trying to show the public that if you ever stand against us like they did, we will throw your ass in prison for a very long time, and we will upend you and ruin your life. 90% of them should have gotten a slap on the wrist, maybe 30 days in jail, something on those lines, just for the basic fact that, you know, they were there, they went in, and they shouldn't have been. But then again, you think about it, it's like, isn't that the people's house? Don't we pay taxes on that? Don't you work for us? How the fuck can you throw us in prison? They were upset. We were, a lot of us were, about the 2020 election results. And don't even get me started on that. A lot of you are going to shake your head, oh, there was no proof. Why? Because MSNBC told you there wasn't? No, there's plenty. Trust me, there's plenty. But that's not the topic of discussion. So after James Clapper said, you know, that there would be a firestorm in the streets, that same year, Senator Cory Booker urged people to answer a call to action to protest at the Capitol. And his quote, please get up in the face of some Congress people. But yet fact checkers will say, well, he didn't mean violence by that. Well, how the fuck do you know what he meant as a fact checker? You partisan hack? That's all they are. And then failed Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said civility was only an option if the Democrats controlled the legislative branch. You can't be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for and what you care for. And that's what she said in 2018. This is what these people are saying, ladies and gentlemen. Former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder encouraged a group of liberal activists to fight back, a sentiment that was met with applause and laughter. Michelle Obama always says, when they go low, we go high. Holder began, no, no, no. When they go low, we kick them. You get it yet? In 2019, Representative Joaquin Castro said Democrats would fight Trump and challenge him in every way that we can in the Congress, in the courts, and in the streets and protests. If the president declared a national emergency about a government shutdown. Shortly after claiming God is on our side, Representative Maxine Waters of California also urged activists to physically confront the Trump administration in public places, saying, you get out, create a crowd, you push back on them, you tell them they are not welcomed anymore or anywhere. Waters continued her narrative in an interview with MSNBC's Joy Reid, telling people to be more forceful, more confrontational, and more prepared to push back on this administration. More recently, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi said that, in politics, when you're in the arena, you have to be ready to take a punch, and you have to be ready to throw a punch for the children. Okay. Senator John Tester of Montana took it one step further, encouraging people to punch Trump in the face. Quote, I don't think even in states where Donald Trump won big that it does you any good running away from him, Tester said. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face. I mean, the truth is this guy is bad for this country. Does that not sound like an establishment politician to you? Sure does to me. Yep. Apparently his donors wanted him to say something. Giving you a few examples. Now, have Republicans said some pretty shitty things? Absolutely.
Yep.
And I go back and I try to explain this to people. You know, when Trump was in office and the media, oh, my God, did you see his tweet? Did you see what he said at this news conference? He that one lady stood up at the Rose Garden and said something. He's like, you know, something about dumb or something. He's like, yeah, I wouldn't expect anything less of you. And they're like, he's so mean to people. Have you lived in Trump's life during those 40 years of his presidency? Did you see on a personal level what he went through? At first I didn't. I was blind to it. But then I started looking at it, and I started, like, watching things. And I'm like, holy shit, there's a reason that guy was so upset. There's a reason he attacked some of those people the way he did. These people are the scum of the earth, and he wasn't one of them. He was actually trying to do right by America. And people, they laugh at that. Oh, you're going to laugh at that? How much are you paying for gas back then compared to now? Our gas has been high since George Bush was in office. And you know why our gas has been high since George Bush has been in office? It's because his family made all their money on oil. And Dick Cheney was, there you go, Halliburton. Not to mention he's involved with big oil. So is Liz Cheney. This, again, this isn't a Democrat or Republican thing that the media would like you to believe. This is America first. This is Make America Great against the establishment, Republicans and Democrats alike. Yeah, I don't care what you call yourself. I don't care who you vote for. You just need to understand where we are at as a country. And right now, if we allow this to continue, and again, like what's going on in the Middle East right now, we didn't have this problem under Trump. As a matter of fact, Trump was willing to talk to Kim Jong-un of North Korea. President Trump was the first one to actually step in North Korea. I remember watching video of Obama and Bush and every other fucking president standing on South Korea's side with binoculars looking over because they're too big of pussies to go and talk to Kim Jong-un and to try to make some diplomatic resolution. Did you notice that North Korea's missile testing stopped under Trump? Look at Russia. Oh, he's friends with Putin. No, you dumb fucks. He actually knows how to get things done diplomatically. Where these other morons that we've had running our country for decades, it's only to serve their best interests and their donors' best interests. Through this Jim Jordan vote for Speaker of the House, did you know that there were lobbyists running around all over the halls of Congress lobbying these 20-some rhinos to not vote for Jim Jordan because Jim Jordan would stop the war machine? Jim Jordan will not vote to continue to allow us to go to wars for no reason. And they are effectively stopping him through special interest money. That's why you need to pay attention to politics. And if I get a little vulgar and I use the cuss word, the F word, I know a lot of you don't like that. I apologize, but I don't apologize because I am going to get absolutely truthful with you, and I am going to say exactly what's on my mind, and I may pop off the F word from time to time, and Daryl knows that about me, and a lot of you do. Doesn't mean I hate anybody. Doesn't mean I hate you. I just want you to pay attention. You don't have to agree with my opinions on certain things either, but your opinions don't matter to me if you have not been informed of the things that I have been witnessed. How can you dare sit and say, well, doesn't my opinion matter? Sure, your opinion matters as long as you have read the same things and understand the same things I have, and vice versa toward me. If I have an opinion on something and I'm not well-versed in it or well-informed or educated in it, how dare I have an opinion? It's not fair to the person that's actually has paid attention, has dedicated hours and hours a day to pay attention to that stuff. You're spouting off at your mouth because of your feelings. Again, facts over feelings.
Yep.
And I just gave you examples of how the hypocrisy is in Washington, D.C., along with our mainstream media. And if you want to get even deeper than that, I read a story right before I came on air. And it was about a study done in the Congo about remdesivir, where they treated patients of the Ebola virus in the Congo in 2018. I read that study, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again for those of you that maybe didn't ever hear me. I started sounding the alarm on that in 2021, the spring of 2021, because I read that study. I was doing a deep dive in research about what remdesivir was, and I came across this article. In that article, it said remdesivir is responsible for 30% that it was administered to, 30% died from major organ and renal failure. Well, guess who was the sole person responsible for that study? Dr. Anthony Fauci. Look at AZT, the drug that they tested on AIDS. Who was the sole person responsible for that drug study? Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci has been a fucking crook for his whole life. It's all about money for Big Pharma, for the NIH, getting government funding. The CDC, the FDA, they're all corrupt. Every fucking last one of our institutions are corrupt. FBI, all of them. CIA, all of them. Every one of them. People laughed at me like, well, you're a truck driver. How the fuck would you know that? Because I actually sit when I, rather than play video games or do this or that, there's a lot of times I'll sit and dig deep into stuff while I'm sitting for hours on end waiting to get loaded or unloaded because I care about our country and I care about people. Again, I don't give a shit who you voted for. But anyway, I've seen this article about remdesivir in the Congo. And it was this article or this video that I've seen was done by a very well-known scientist and doctor, and I can't remember his name now. But this video was done in late 2022. And I'm like, this guy's – everything he said is exactly what I said in 2021, in the spring of 2021. And when I said it, as soon as I said it, guess who got banned off all social media platforms? Yeah, me. Every fucking last one of them. The ones I didn't say, like Twitter at that time, I didn't say it on Twitter because I wasn't very popular on Twitter at that time. So I didn't – I mean, what's the point of saying it to 48 people? But at that time, I had thousands of followers on Facebook, thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers on TikTok. As soon as I mentioned that study, I was banned, like almost immediately. So if you think that I'm lying to you, I'm not. I can tell you right now that our constitutional rights are being violated every single day with censorship. When I hear people say, well, what rights have you lost? Have you ever been censored? Have you ever been banned by the government influencing a big tech platform such as Facebook or a Chinese-owned TikTok? You don't think our government's involved in that somehow? You got another fucking thing coming. You haven't been paying attention. So I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it may sound like, oh, Jesus, like you really think you're that smart. No, I don't. But I've been on Zoom calls with Dr. Robert Malone, one of the creators of the mRNA vaccine, Peter McCullough, Ryan Cole. I mean, you look them up. You can look up these doctors. I was actually on a Zoom call, and I have an eyewitness to that. So just so you know what I'm talking about. I know certain things that I'm talking about. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm talking about. I'm very educated and well-versed in it. I trust me on that. And one of these things is the hypocrisy in our government. And the left, the liberal side right now, is not the same Democratic Party that your grandparents voted for under JFK, or your parents did under JFK. The Democratic Party now are Marxist, socialist, communist pigs that want nothing but war, just right alongside most of the Republican Party. Washington, D.C. right now is nothing but lobbying groups that fill our politicians' back pockets while they're filling their special interest money to their donors. That's what's happening in D.C. in our government right now. And this will not change until we demand term limits and you start educating yourself on who the fuck you're voting for. It will not change. The guy that stands up on that podium and preaches and you think, oh, yeah, that guy really has my best interest in mind. You go look up his voting record. I guarantee you 99% of Congress and Senate, they're going to be like, well, why would he vote for that? Because he told you what you wanted to believe or what you wanted to hear. That's the facts, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Daryl, I went on another rant, and I'm pretty good at that. What say you?
Got that down to a T.
Are you laughing at me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I mean, I don't really blame you. Hey, I do see we got a caller, though. You want to take a caller?
Heck yeah, let's take a caller.
Are you sure?
Go for it. Yep. Yeah.
What if it's KKK?
Yeah, I don't care. Let's do it. I shoot back.
Okay. Actually, Donald Trump. Anyway. 7106, we're going to bring you live on air right now. 7106, you are live on air. What would you like to add to the conversation?
What's happening, Jerry?
Not much.
This is Wild Bill.
Who's this?
This is Wild Bill. Pretty good under the circumstances. When you talk about the Constitution, you know the Supreme Court just upheld a rule on ghost guns, right?
On what?
I mean, now all your ghost guns, in other words, if it's a gun that you build in your home that has no registration, it's illegal.
Right. Oh, the day, when did that happen
so
today?
Where does that come in with the Second Amendment, which is, cannot be infringed? We have the right to own a gun. It doesn't matter whether we register it or whether we do whatever with it, you know?
True.
So you talk about, how they're taken slowly. They do it silently and quietly. And with everything going on, all of a sudden the Supreme Court upholds this rule. Everybody's paying attention to Israel. They're paying attention to Trump in court. They're not paying attention to what the Supreme Court's now going to jump in and say, okay, yeah, now we take that away from you.
That's because
there's no part of that government that's with us.
No, absolutely not.
We the people need to be we the people and own that government again the way it was in the beginning. They took control. It's not we the people.
Oh, they took... They took control of our government back shortly after 1776 when we gained our independence.
They did.
But shortly after that, if you look at some, like 1874, 1878, they started making amendments to the Constitution almost immediately after we took our independence away from
which
gave
them
Britain,
the more
British.
Rights than they gives us.
Yeah.
They've slowly been eroding our rights away. But now you're at
we
that
won
point
the revolution.
Where you got the Rothschilds and everybody else, the George Soros, the New World Order. They're at their point now, and they don't care. They don't care what we know or what they're gonna, what they're doing. They know they're doing it. They know this government's not gonna stop it. No other government's gonna stop it. The crap in Israel.
No, they use
I back Israel, all day long. But how in the hell did a small group of terrorists infiltrate a border? They're so sophisticated, they can catch a cat, a bird, or anything that gets anywhere close to that border.
What did you
they
know
have an
that,
army
that
set up at that border. They took that
the
army
Biden
away
administration,
the other
day. The Biden administration donated $3.5 billion to Iran before the $6 billion that we know about now that he claims that is frozen.
Yeah, I know. I see
they've
that.
Been,
I saw that.
Yeah, they've been trying this, or they've been planning this for a very long time. It's all about going to World
Why
War
would
III.
Israel and take their military off that border? They had 60% of their military that controls that border. We're just
called the New World Order, brother.
Border. And then all of a sudden, they invade, I've been watching a lot of videos, and these are Israelis that were part of the military and stuff, and they're like, how in the hell did that just happen? I was part of that. I was in the military for 25 years. That border is impenetrable. We had the most intelligent, technology in the world to secure that border.
That's
but yet,
a fact.
This small group was able to walk in, not just walk in, blow the gates up, but go in and go deeper in and start killing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Way before Israel even did anything, They supposedly have the dome.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't get to that place, but yet they got to.
Well, now they got the now they got the Iron Beam, Wild Bill. You heard about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
Iron Beam.
Right,
it's not the Iron Dome. They have the Iron Beam, which is part of Project Blue Beam.
Yeah.
And if you know about Project Blue Beam, people look it up. I want you to look up Project Blue Beam. And look up Iron Beam in Israel. This shit is about to take off, and you should all be a little worried. Not worried about here on Earth, but you should find God, honestly. And you need to start. And if you're not a supporter of God or Christianity, that's your business. But I'm telling you that you need to start praying.
I support Israel, but their government's been corrupt too,
Oh, absolutely. They're all corrupt, brother.
We've seen it. When the new guys come in, I'm 58 years old. I've watched some changes in the world. Never really paid attention a lot, but now I pay attention. And some of the stuff, I remember my parents talking about this,
Mm-hmm.
It's like, crap, everything's falling into place of what you see, but, it's really scary.
I'll add you to that group I told you I'd add you to, and then tomorrow or whenever I do that randomized episode, you will get that direct link, so you'll know what I'm going to be on, And usually when I do a randomized episode, whenever you see that link, within a half hour I'm going to be on, because I got shit in my head. I got to get out.
Right.
And I got a lot going on tonight, but I wanted to keep on
the
topic. But
you were talking about the insurrections, too. How do you think about that little insurrection just happened the other day? Are you those guys going to get the same treatment that all the Patriots did in January 6th?
Of course not.
It wasn't they arrested over 300 and some people. Slapped on the wrist, let them out.
That thing that happened on January 6th is not an insurrection. That thing that happened on January 6th is not an insurrection. You know, because they wasn't trying to take over the government. They didn't come over and with armed things try to take over the government. Was it a bunch of stupid people that happened to be in there? Yes. And I agree with Jeremy. There's a lot of people that should not have been arrested. And there's some.
I almost went
to
that,
and
I was told by several people, don't go, it's a setup. Yeah, I was going. My wife was mad. I was like, I'm going. She's like, no, you're not. And then I started talking to other people. They're like, that's a setup. Don't go to that. And I
know,
sat
it turns
here
out we have evidence that it was
and watched it, and it was a setup. It was straight as
hell. Oh,
same with the Israeli
that
crap that's going on right now and everything else. It's a big setup to get us Patriots pissed off enough to where we start a war that's going to make everything look bad. And then they can go after us the same way they're going after Hamas and everybody else in the damn world. It's a big government world order setup. So you got to watch your back. You got to be vigilant. And you got to have patience. You really have to have patience. Trust me. I'm an ex-veteran. Jeremy, you're a veteran too, ain't you?
I'm still a veteran.
No, I'm not. But Daryl is
not.
Still a veteran.
I'm a veteran. Yeah.
I'm still a veteran. I'm still a servant.
We took a exactly. I took an oath. It didn't mean because I got out, I wasn't gonna give up my oath. No, sorry.
No, I'm a veteran. I'm a patriot veteran. Let's just put it that way.
That's me.
If that makes any sense, I love this country and I believe in this country and I'll defend it at all costs.
Yes.
I sure in a fucking send my kids across seas to defend special interest money for these crooked ass politicians. I'll tell you that
no,
much.
No, I ain't either. But they will
know
how to defend this country.
And Jeremy, you and a lot of other people, including me, the reason why that we will defend the United States of America, because we're freaking Americans. We're not a white American. We're not a Mexican American. We're not a black American. We are freaking Americans. And when it comes down to it, when it's time for us to fight, we're going to freaking fight. And we're going to fight side by side.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But hey, I'll add you I'll add you onto that messenger, and then just when you see that link, just click on that, and you can listen in. Because I know I'm going to be doing the randomized years either tonight or tomorrow. I know for a fact I will, because I got a lot to talk about other than what we
all
talked
right.
about
yeah,
tonight.
Yeah, I stay up late, so I mean, I'm not sure if y'all are Central or Standard or where you're at, but
we're Central, but every one of our episodes are recorded, so you can listen to it at a later time. So. And if you agree with it, just message me. And if I miss something, I'll talk about it in my next randomized. That's what I do, man. But I appreciate the call,
brother. That works. No problem.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Wait.
All right. That was my friend Wild Bill. He's a good guy. He's we've been friends on Facebook, I think, from my first account before I got banned on that. But, I think it was he got involved when I was involved with the trucking advocacy and going to state capitals and shit like that. And he's paid attention. He's a good dude. I like that guy. Anyway, let's end this this episode of Jeremy's View number 8 because I'm just getting really sick of this black guy on here trying to control the conversation.
Brown.
But I'm not going to end it quite yet. I want, Daryl, I want you to share your final thoughts. I don't really have any final thoughts. I think I got through them all with my rants tonight. But you go ahead and share your final thoughts, brother. And after you're done, I'll jump back on and just say a few parting words, and that'll be that. So go ahead, brother.
All right, cool. Hey, I appreciate everybody who's listening. And I appreciate being on the show with you tonight, Jeremy. That was pretty cool. I miss you, brother. People in Colorado, I'm telling you right now, I don't like Polis. He sucks. Colorado's turning into California. The national crime
rating is going down or just continually going up. And I'm just going to say this. If there's anybody that's listening in Colorado, when I run for lieutenant governor, I told y'all what was going to happen. If you voted this nutcase in and you vote him in, he takes money away from our highways. We already had a serious train derailment, which killed a truck driver. God bless his soul and his family. And now he wants to say we're going to look into it. He's just a piece of crap. That's all it is to it. But other than that, folks, please open up your eyes. See what's going on around you. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, a Republican, or you're independent. Start voting for the truth and speak up for the truth. Love you all. Y'all take care and good night.
Appreciate it, Daryl. It was great to have you on the radio show, too, because I always appreciate your insight. Now, like I told you before, but by the way, did you see the white hand go up next to Wild Bill's number?
Yeah, I saw
on
the KKK
on the switchboard.
Hand go up. Yeah, I saw the white hand go up.
Yeah, way to bring a race into it.
Yeah, I saw the hand. I like this. It's pretty cool.
I do appreciate you coming on tonight, and it was I think you learned a lot about our switchboard and the chat feature. And even though I'm not on the chat feature as much as I would like to, especially when it's just me or when I'm off on my rant, that's okay. It's always great to have you on and get your insight, because you know the politicians and the media has got us all separated to black and white or black and Hispanic or Hispanic and white. You know, it's always race. Well, the nice thing about having you on with me is, first of all, we can rib each other. And I, you know, like call you the, you know, Daryl the Large Negro, because that you actually put that name in there. I did not. You did. That's on our switchboard, ladies and gentlemen. So when I said that, you're like, oh, my God, what the fuck, Jeremy? No, that I'm just reading what Daryl put in there. That's Daryl's sense of humor, and that's why I appreciate him. So Daryl and Chris Bikerson have a show on Wednesday nights called Distracted. And when they're not able to go on, I do an episode of Randomized, usually. Tuesday nights we have The Constitutionalist with me and Travis Bull Johnson, who's the chair of the Constitutional Republic Party, which is registered as a legit political party. I urge you to go check them out at constitutionalrepublicparty.us. And Thursday nights, of course, it's Jeremy's View, and then you have Randomized. What you'll get me at all hours of the day. You just never know when I'm going to come on. I'll create an episode, and within a half hour I'm on, and I go off for an hour, sometimes a little bit over that. But that's how I roll, man. That's my jam. But we will have Daryl will come back on as a guest here and there. There's sometimes I'd just like to do, you know, roll solo and get what's off my chest or out of my brain or whatever, what have you. But tonight it was nice to have Daryl on and hear his insight. And again, I definitely will have him on as a guest on numerous occasions. I ain't going to put a time stamp on it, but for sure. Me and Daryl are friends, and I appreciate his friendship, and appreciate you, Daryl, for coming on. And I appreciate all of you for listening in tonight to Jeremy's View. I usually try to keep these at an hour. I know we went way over tonight, but that's okay. It's a special occasion. Daryl rejoined. It used to be called the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, but we ended that because Chris and Daryl went on their own on Wednesday nights, and I'm on my own. And it wouldn't feel right to still call it the Disrespected Trucker Radio Show, because it was successful because of those two, me and those two together. So when I'm on my own, even though my name, my AKA, my also known as, is the Disrespected Trucker, I don't need to call my radio show that. So that's the story behind that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for joining in tonight, and I hope you liked the show. If you did like the show, please share it out with your friends. Say, hey, you got to listen to this crazy motherfucker go off. I mean, he just goes crazy. Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah,
Daryl's a little bit more level-headed. AKA white boy.
Oh, here we go, Mr. KK of K.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end this. I love you too, brother. I'm going to end this show with Bill Weaver, his song, what the fuck is it? No America Left. Yeah. Bill Weaver, by the way, was on my radio show last night called Randomized when those guys weren't able to do their radio show. I want you to listen to the lyrics of this, but I'm going to leave you with No America Left by Bill Weaver. And if Bill happens to hear this episode, Bill, I appreciate you, brother. And the other man that called in last night, I appreciate you too. You know I do. I love you guys. And again, thank you guys all for joining. And please listen to the lyrics of this song.
I said, friend, let me get that for you, as he rolled his wheelchair toward the door of the restaurant I was going in. I helped the old fella through the door. I could see that his hat said he served in World War II. I shook his hand and said, friend, let me buy dinner for you. He said, son, I wish everyone felt like you do. I watched a tear roll from his eyes. He said, grace. And as he sat there and he talked to God, my heart was in my throat. As I heard him ask, we'd all find a better way. And he said, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They've taken the U right out of the USA and broke the right arm off of the Statue of Liberty, put out the torch that lights our way. Then they say that it's all politically correct. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left. Said, son, for God and country, I lost my legs on Omaha Beach. But that's nothing compared to what thousands lost if we continue being free. Once again he said, well, if we keep on going the way we're going, we're headed for hell on a fast train, not knowing how we got there or how we're gonna come back. They're stomping and burning our stars and stripes, not giving a damn for the sacrifice of life that protects that very right. Yet they say it's just the way that they protest. Help us stand up now, God, or there won't be no America left.